This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi, bringing relevant mining engineering consultancy services to dynamic industry. Friday, January 30, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Christy van der Merwe. Making headlines today. On Thursday, Goldfields CEO Nick Holland said that gold had substantial upside. A price of $1,000 an ounce was eminently achievable in 2009. Holland said that the gold price increase couldn't have happened at a better time for Goldfields. The miner was heading for a 15% increase in production in the March quarter. This was accompanied by lower costs and the possibility of a new sweetener that could make the South Deep project almost self-financing going into 2010. Holland said that the company could now start moving to generating free cash flow.
I think gold has got substantial upside. I'm not going to stick my neck out too far, but certainly $1,000 I think is eminently achievable during 2009. There's been an acute demand for gold bars and coins, particularly over the last quarter, which is reflected in large premiums on the Kruger Rand in particular. So all of the fundamentals look good.
Diversified mining group Xstrata is facing an investor backlash over plans to structure a £4.1 billion rights issue in a way that favours its biggest shareholder, Glencore. On Thursday, Xstrata announced a heavily discounted 2-for-1 rights issue that would triple the amount of shares in issue. The issue was linked to a deal for Xstrata to buy a coal mine in Colombia from Glencore for $2 billion. Xstrata CEO Mick Davis says Swiss-based commodities trader Glencore wants to maintain its 35% stake. So a solution was found whereby it effectively didn't have to pay cash for it. Also making headlines. Angola cancels a diamond conference due to the impact that the global financial crisis is having on diamond prices. State-owned Transnet Freight Rail reopens one coal line to the Richards Bay coal terminal after a recent derailment. Worldwide, miners are losing their jobs as the recession hurts demand for metals. And Goldfields decides to go it alone with uranium. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.